American Language Course, Tape 2406B. Listen. Accidents frequently happen in the workshop, and this is why you should always be careful of workshop hazards. Remember, accidents don't just happen, they all have causes. These causes are known as hazards. Listen and repeat the following workshop hazards. Carelessness. Inadequate supervision. Lack of knowledge and experience. Not following the proper procedure. Listen and repeat. Accidents don't just happen. Accidents have causes. Causes are hazards. Hangar hazards can injure or kill you if you're not careful. Listen and answer my question. Repeat the correct answers when you hear them. What are some hangar hazards? Carelessness. Inadequate supervision. Lack of knowledge and experience. Not following the proper procedure. Listen. If you want to stay alive around a landing strip or flight line, you should be extra careful. It's very dangerous to be around a flight line when you do not know the flight line hazards. Every year, many persons are killed by turning propellers, by walking near the suction of the intake area, or by walking near the exhaust area of jet engines where hot gases are expelled from the tailpipe. Fire also is always a hazard on the flight line. When a fire starts, the man in the cockpit should turn off the throttle, turn all tank selector switches to off, including the emergency fuel system, turn off the battery switch, and release the starter switch. Listen and answer my questions. Repeat the correct answers when you hear them. Should you be careful around a flight line? Yes, you should be extra careful. Why should you be careful around a flight line? Because there are many flight line hazards. What are some hazards near an airstrip? Turning propellers. Intake and exhaust areas of jet engines. Hot gases expelled from the tailpipe. Fire. Why is the exhaust area of a jet engine dangerous? because of the hot gases which are expelled from the tailpipe. Why is it dangerous to walk near the intake of a jet engine? Because there is a strong suction, and one can be drawn into the intake duct. Listen. The expressions, "I'm trying to accomplish my homework," and "I'm trying to do my homework," mean the same. In the following statements and questions, substitute do for accomplish. For example, you will hear, "We can accomplish the job by noon tomorrow." You should say, "We can do the job by noon tomorrow." "He can accomplish the job in a day or two." "He can do the job in a day or two." "How long will it take him to accomplish the job?" "How long will it take him to do the job?" "Joe is trying to accomplish his homework." "Joe is trying to do his homework." "What are they trying to accomplish?" "What are they trying to do?" "Accomplish one thing at a time." "Do one thing at a time." "You can accomplish more by working together." "You can do more by working together." Listen. The expressions "flammable" and "easily ignited" mean the same. Substitute "flammable" for "easily ignited" in the following sentences. Repeat the responses when you hear them. Oily rags are easily ignited. Oily rags are flammable. Be extremely careful with gasoline. It is easily ignited. Be extremely careful with gasoline. It is flammable. Never put things easily ignited in open containers. Never put flammables in open containers. Store easily ignited things in closed containers. Store flammables in closed containers. Where should easily ignited things be put? Where should flammables be put? Where should you store easily ignited materials? Where should you store flammable materials? Handle easily ignited materials carefully. Handle flammable materials carefully. Gasoline is easily ignited. Handle with care. Gasoline is flammable. Handle it with care. This is the end of tape 2406B.